Health authorities in South Australia are on high alert because of a new coronavirus cluster likely linked to a hotel quarantine worker. A worker at the Yatala Labour Prison in Adelaide's north became the fourth person to test positive yesterday. The cases are believed to be linked to a family that has a member who worked at one of the city's quarantine hotels. The outbreak has prompted Western Australia to reimpose border controls after relaxing them just one day earlier. The complex will be the largest influenza vaccine facility in the Southern Hemisphere and also provide the ability to rapidly manufacture vaccines when responding to future health pandemics. The Prime Minister will today announce details of a $1 billion agreement with Seqirus, the flu vaccines arm of biotech giant CSL. Australia has signed the largest trade deal in history with 14 other Asia-Pacific countries. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership includes China, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand and the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The deal covers 2 billion people and accounts for 30% of global GDP. Donald Trump has insisted he's not conceding the US presidential election, despite appearing to publicly acknowledge for the first time that his Democratic rival Joe Biden has won. He made the admission in a tweet before following up with another tweet saying he refuses to concede.